Good afternoon. A warm and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England as a warm front passed through earlier today, producing a few rounds of showers across the region. That activity has passed through and will be mostly dry for the remainder of the day today. Still, we'll continue to track a cold front into the region from the west, and this could touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm in a few spots in this warm and humid environment into the early evening hours. With that front nearby, skies will be mostly cloudy tonight, and temperatures will remain on the milder side of average, with lows generally in the lower 60s. With the front stalled off to our south, a wave of low pressure will ride along it for Thursday morning. This will keep clouds and showers in the forecast for the first part of the day on Thursday. Then we'll gradually see increasing sunshine throughout the day. The humidity levels will be much lower, and temperatures will stay in the lower 70s. High pressure will keep it dry and mostly sunny on Friday. Comfortable humidity with highs staying in the lower 70s to round out the work week. By Saturday, a warm front will approach from the south, and clouds will tend to mix with sunshine. As the front passes by, we run the risk of a few scattered showers, and highs will push into the mid-70s. On the other side of that warm front, temperatures will be in the upper 70s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, and right now it looks dry for the early part of next week, and we'll be pushing toward the 80-degree mark again come Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level system will move east through the Great Basin today with anomalously cold air filling in behind the advancing cold front in the central and northern plains. Moderate to heavy precipitation is expected with this system across Wyoming and eastern Montana. Temperatures will drop today, changing rain to snow into the higher elevations of northwestern Wyoming and southern Montana at about 9,500 feet and above. This is where 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation can be expected. Meanwhile, another round of severe thunderstorms and heavy rain is expected across portions of the central and northern plains today into early Thursday. Through Thursday evening, two-day rainfall totals of 2 to 4 inches are likely for portions of eastern Montana into the Dakotas, Minnesota, and western Wisconsin. Recent wet weather over the past week across the north-central United States will only increase the flood and flash flood potential, giving existing wet soil. Hot weather will also exist in many locations east of the Rockies through tomorrow, with high temperatures from the mid-80s and the mid to upper 90s from the mid and lower Mississippi Valley to the East Coast. Record-breaking heat will be possible today and tomorrow in and around the southern Appalachians, with highs potentially reaching into the upper 90s for a few locations. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 54, the record high 98 set in 1931, and the record low 36 in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and more humid today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower tonight in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, lows near 60. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and more humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, lower 70s. Chance of showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.